G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, August 26. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, Joel, it's been a long, long, cold winter and this is the final Saturday of same and quite a few, as you'd expect, spring class horses stepping out.
Exactly right. Good card at the Valley and also in Sydney at Rose Hill, but obviously, you know, everyone's sort of really looking forward to the Million Dollar Memsey Saturday week, which you just hear every second horse is going to be running in that race. So I think it's going to make the... there's a 1,400 open handicap, I think, Carl, on the same day. So you'd think that's going to become a pretty strong race for the horses that can't get into the Memsey. But this week, Carline Stakes and the Mackenzie. Obviously, the two black type features at the Valley Mackenzie Stakes, more three-year-olds returning and a couple that we've already seen perform well this season.
Carl, as Joel mentioned, the Mackenzie and the Carline, you've written on page 2 of Winning Post this week about Robbie Lang's contenders for those two races. Worked the house down at the Valley on Tuesday, apparently. Frankel, my dear, $17 for the Mackenzie, and Miss Rock, $7.50. We have her marked in the Carline. I guess you would say that while they might do something first up here, probably their more realistic targets are further down the track.
That's exactly right, Barks. I mean, they might run nice races, and I do think, and we'll get into these races later on, but I do think Frankel, my dear, represents a bit of value, whether it's quite, I think it's the outsider of the field, or the second outsider of the field. So, certainly didn't do anything wrong on debut, and it did cross the line in unison with Miss Rock. Miss Rock led the gallop, and then Frankel, my dear, got up alongside and crossed the line alongside. But for such an inexperienced horse to be working well alongside a group winner is certainly positive.
Well, I'm glad you say so, because I've actually tipped Frankel, my dear, on top and made it my roughie for the day in Winning Post. Let's start there then. Race 6 at the Valley on Saturday, Essendon Nissan Mackenzie Stakes, 1,200 metres, three-year-old colts and geldings at listed level, Joel.
Sticking with Azazel, I was keen on him first up. He got the job done nicely there with the 60 kilos down the straight. I think he's a good horse. And I think it's a little bit tricky where he's going to get to from that gate, but I think he's going to be very, very hard to beat again. I've put number 4, El Passim, in for second. Ken Keyes won this race a couple of years ago with Rich Enough. This bloke surprised a couple of times at good odds in his first campaign. Trialled okay. He looks to have come back in decent order. 7, Murakib, whose only appearance at the Valley was an impressive win. Next two starts, certainly competitive both times. Keen to see how he returns. And 3, Bandipur, who's fit, up and going, and in form in next best. But I'm keen on Azazel, 1-4-7-3.
Yeah, good race. I have, as I said, I'll be on 9-2-7 on the same day, so I haven't had a real good look. I might change my mind today and help into it. Murakib's the one that does interest me at this stage. As Joel touched on, a really nice debut win at the track from a wide barrier. Does draw wide again, but I think he's just got a touch of class. He even in the Black Opal, he covered extra ground. That was a sit sprint tempo, but he didn't shirk shirk the task and improved into third. So, he's one I've certainly got on top at the moment. And Frankel, my dear, and Sunquest, they're two outsiders in the field, and I can't understand why. I think they've done a really nice job first up. Yes, they do meet Azazel worse at the weights, but they've probably got a nice future, both of them. And I think Regan Bayliss described Sunquest as the best ride of the day, and I know that Regan Bayliss was riding the track work of Tycoon Dancer and was absolutely desperate to ride that horse before his debut win at Caulfield, but I think Regan was suspended and missed the ride. So
Nolan stays aboard.
Yeah, Nolan stays aboard, but interesting if he had the choice there.
That would be interesting. I, as I mentioned, am with 11 Frankel, my dear, to beat 3 Bandipur, 1 Azazel, and the aforementioned 8 Tycoon Dancer. Race 7 at Moonee Valley is the other listed race on the program. It is the SAJ Fruit Supply Carline Stakes, 1,000 metres for 4 years old and up. And Joel, what are you tipping here?
Well, I've gone for number 9, Speedy, or I'm just hoping, I haven't seen the best of him. He seems to have plenty of upside, did a really good job last prep, going from a maiden win in which he beat Oak Door to go on and win on Melbourne Cup day and then do a really good job at Ballarat. If he's taken sort of any sort of improvement, I think he can be pretty competitive here. Just, I don't know, Heatherly, I always seem to tip against her, and sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong, but she's certainly going to be hard to beat. She won the race last year and gets in with a little bit less weight this year, so she's certainly going to be hard to beat. She's been trialling as she normally does, which is really well. 8 El Divino in for third, good first up run last time in, and in for fourth, number 11, Miss Rock.
El Divino on top for me. I just think Headley's a massive lay at the price. Her greatest asset is her ability to lead at a high cruising speed and keep going, but her negative is that she is very hit and miss at the start, and look, if she steps just a half length slow from barrier two, it's game over. She's got a bit of speed drawn on her outside, and they'll cross her quickly, and from that position it's going to be pretty hard for her to win from. So El Divino, I think, can settle just off them running line, peel wide, and finish home over the top, and I think represents a decent each way price.
Your speedy or for me, we're all looking to get Heatherly knocked off, aren't we, despite the fact that she is on the front of winning post this week. To beat 10 Heatherly, 7 O'Malley and 8 El Divino. Best and value bets. Joel, Azazel was your best, and your value bet comes up against my best in race 8.
Yeah, interesting race here. See quite a few of these kicking off, and a few weir runners, and I think a couple of weir runners will be very competitive, numbers 1 and 5, and I've gone with 1 Articus as my value bet. I think he is obviously a real talent. He returns here at Gelding, and reading that they're going to try and keep him to some short trips this time in. That being the case, I think he'll be very competitive fresh. I think that just sets up a bit differently to his last first up run, the 1400 at Caulfield, and then of course he did go to Flemington and win quite well over the 1800. I think he'll run a really good race first up, and yes, as you mentioned, Azazel is my best.
Centre win for me as my best bet. That comes up in race number 4, race 4, number 12. He was a bit like a faulty printer. He needed a bit of a sort of a wake-up call by Divine Mr. Arty, just a nudge in the guts before he started to wake up again, and he hit the line strongly. I think the rise in distance suits here. He again mimics the path of Pillow Desai last spring in contesting the same races early doors, and he might actually follow an identical path, really. He might actually, being the son of Sir Percy, he might actually get out to a Ballarat Cup trip by the end of this prep. Hopefully something better for the sake of connections. And the value bet, I don't mind the stablemate. Race 8, number 2, Boom Tom. His two recent jump outs have been quite good at Flemington. And whilst he'll improve on whatever he does on the weekend, he can run a bit of a cheeky race, I think.
Well, hang on, Carl. I mean, you were tipping Duke of Brunswick to win the Bletchingley last start, weren't you? And here he is with 53.5.
Distance is too far.
Well, distance, I hope not, because Duke of Brunswick is my best for the day. Race 8, number 4. Chasing home, your abilities and your Lankanroo piece at Group 3 level at Wait for Age is just too tempting. I just love this 53.5 that he will be carrying.
Mick Price is a massive rat for Chris Caserta as well. You get used to him riding a lot for the stable. He's a big believer in his ability.
All right, and my value bet, because I do my tips for the best bets, so they've got to be done by about 1 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon before I see the markets. So yet again, I've got a ridiculously short horse as my value bet in both publications. That's race 4, number 12, Centre Win, which of course was Carl's best. So I'm switching off that for podcast purposes, and I'll go with Red Alto, race 9, number 5. Good win first up, and $15. I just think it's a little bit ridiculous, isn't it?
Was a good win first up. Staying at 1200 would just be the slight query for mine, but he seems to have come back well.
Rose Hill, the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday, and as at the Valley, no, in fact there's actually 3 black type races here, and 2 of these, unlike at the Valley, are in fact Group 3s. And I'm writing my best bets / winning post / racing.com piece this week, I found all sorts of fun facts about the San Domenico. We'll get to that shortly, but the first of these black type races is race 5, New Caledonia Travel Connection Premier's Cup, listed event over 1900 metres. And Joel, will you have the pick of these stakes races to give us a horse for the front of winning post? You've gone with this one, you've gone with number 2, Classic Uniform.
Yeah, I think it's his time to win this time in. He was best bet third up at a bit of a price, and there was money for him. Unfortunately, just missed going down in a close photo to Shiraz. He backed that up with a good effort last start. No match for the winner. Beatsum, who's just low-flying at the moment. He won that race easily, but Classic Uniform held second quite comfortably, and it's good that Destiny's Kiss has accepted in this race. It means Classic Uniform gets that weight relief, drops the 3 kilos down to the 56.5. Should be rock hard fit. He won the Parramatta Cup this track and trip last time in, so I think he's very hard to beat. Classic Uniform from 7 broadside, first up from a spell, but has trialled well, and I think hopefully he's fit enough to run well. You'd think he would be from this stable, but he certainly probably, you know, got the most upside out of most of these. 6 Loyalty Man can bounce back. A bit disappointing last start. He drops from 58 to 53. That's got to help. And 9 King Viv, not a bad win last start. He also drops in weight. 2, 7, 6, 9.
I'm with 6 Loyalty Man. The weight drop's quite significant. Also pulled up with a few veterinary excuses after that last start midfield finish in the Premier's Cup Prelude. He started before he just went down to Sand Proposition. I think he'll get his chance again down now with the 53 kilos down on the minimum. So I've got him ahead of 2 Classic Uniform for the reasons you outlined. Singing for 3rd. This horse was runner-up in this race last year. He contested some strong races in the autumn. He's certainly better than what he showed in the autumn. And for 4th, I'm putting in number 1 Destiny's Kiss, who has found the line quite nicely these past 2 starts. He isn't 9-year-old, but there's still life in him at the moment. 6, 2, 3, and 1.
Race 6 at Rosehill on Saturday is the Monaco Cup Ming Dynasty Quality, 1,400 metres for 3-year-olds at Group 3 level, worth $150,000. And intriguing race here, Joel. 5 last start winners, including 3 that are undefeated, and yet the favourite is one that got rolled last start.
Yes, in Addictive Nature, who has gone out a pretty warm favourite both starts to date. He got the job done on debut, and then, as you said, was beaten last start by one that had a nice trail in behind him. I've thrown him in for 2nd. I'm keen on Mahalan Gur. Looked a good bet at Newcastle first start. They did bet pretty good odds, and then just money just kept pouring in for him. $1.75 he ran, and he won, not by a huge margin, but he was never going to lose. Kobe Jennings rode him well, peeled him out in the straight, and he finished off stylishly. He's a real talent. I'm not sure how far he's going to get this prep, but he should just keep improving with the distances going on his pedigree. So I think he can measure up here. From 5 Addictive Nature, in for 3rd, number 7 Runaway. He'll go forward. He seems to be improving with each run. I think he'll get better as the distances get even longer. So he does come back from the 1550 to the 1400, but if he can go forward and make it into a bit of a staying sort of, or, you know, a strongly run 1400, that could suit him, because I think he's a nice horse. I'll throw him in. And 2 Assimilate, unbeaten, and that form around Dracari is obviously easy to like. 9, 5, 7, 2.
9 on top for me as well, Mahalan Gur, for the reasons Joel outlined. From 1 Astoria, who I think can be a big improver on the dry surface. All 3 runs have been on heavy ground. 3rd, number 4 Sambro, I think 1400 metres first up does seem to suit him. I liked what I saw at both 1400 metre runs last campaign. And for 4th, I've then put in number 2 Assimilate, who's unbeaten from 2 starts. Wanted to put Addictive Nature in there somewhere, but I think there's a little bit of depth in this race. There really is some nice horses, and it wouldn't surprise me if I've missed the winner from my top 4 selections.
Race 7 at Rosehill on Saturday, I guess, is the main race. Certainly we'll have a lot of interest in it from a Golden Rose perspective, and I guess your 1600 metre classics perspective further down the track as we get into the spring. And I've written about it in The Best Bets, Winning Post, and Racing.com this week, pointing out that certainly the recent winners of this race have been, they've been first up, bar one, which was Japanese May. Apart from that, really, they've all been first up. Most of them being males, 7 of the last 10, and another fact is that they haven't really been superstar 2-year-olds. So the last 2 years, we've had the Golden Slipper winner resuming in this race and running 4th. And we haven't had a horse who'd won above Group 3 level as a 2-year-old come back and win this race since 2006. Pariah, who we've got marked as a 280 favourite, is in that category. I've also pointed out for Pariah fans that 3 of the last 5 San Domenico's have been won by a horse jumping from the outside gate, which Beriah has, so nothing to fear there. And he will be shorter than 280 because I see that Tulip is now officially out. Joel, what do you like?
Yep. So Pariah, he's on top for me. Despite the gate, just everything we saw from him as a two-year-old suggested he was high quality, and he has been trialling really impressively. So he's on top. Not too worried about the gate. 5 Condor Heroes in for second. A bit of a speed machine, but liked the way he seemed to settle in a recent trial. He's had 2 trials back. One of them he did what he normally does and streeted away from them. In his latest trial, he sort of sat midfield and thought looked pretty good. So it's not completely one-dimensional, as we saw in the kindergarten when he missed the start and still hit the line well. In for third, number 10, Jorda. We haven't seen her for a while. A little bit of mixed form out of that gym crack. So certainly like to see her again, but certainly respecting her. And 8, another sin. I'm going to throw in for fourth. Tough ass, jumping from that highway race where he was well-backed, but loved the fight. Lifesaver was dwarfing him the whole way up the straight. Not overly big, this horse, but just loved the way he fought and could have more upside. 1, 5, 10, 8.
Similar numbers. 1 on top for me, Pariah. Hard not to be impressed by what he did in his first campaign. Yes, he was a bit fortunate to beat Minari in the Canterbury, but his 2 runs at Caulfield were excellent. Then just be forgiving of his Golden Slipper run on a heavy track. To beat number 5, Condor Heroes. He had trialled well leading into this, and his kindergarten run was actually probably the best effort I've seen of him to date, when he blew the start and he worked home nicely for second beyond property. For third, I'm putting in number 6, Speed Street. I think the removal of Tulip in this field certainly suits, because he'll probably be able to sit outside Medina, the eyeball it, and I think get the better of that Hayes filly. I think Speed Street, the win at Bendigo, was in very quick time. And no real easy effort to go from 1,000 to 1,400. And he did a nice job, I felt, at Flemington last start. And then for fourth, I'll throw in number 2, Taking Aim. But a good race, 1, 5, 6, and 2.
All right, Joel, your best was race 5, number 2, Classic Uniform. Your value bet, race 6, number 9, Mahalunga. Carl, turning to your best, we've got a horse who you were very freely spruiking last week, and the listeners would have cashed in. Not quite as nice a price this week in Sydney. Race 4, number 4. Elwood.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, fortnight ago. Sorry, I was just thinking to myself. Elwood, yeah. He's a good horse. 250. Bit skinny, but I think he'll get the job done again. He's nicely weighted. He's currently $10 to win the Metropolitan. That's probably a touch of unders as well. But that's where he's headed. He's probably the Antonio Giuseppe of this season. He transfers from Melbourne to Sydney because there's more options for him and better prize money on offer. So he can continue to go through the grades. He'll be competitive up to 2,400, no doubt, this prep. Value selection comes up in the last or the second last. It is my Rock My Lady. Rock My Lady. Who
second last, yeah.
Second last. Race 8, number 9. Now, Rock My Lady won a year ago at Gosford over 1,600 metres. Has had 7 runs since. 3 of those 7 runs has gone to the line untested. And all those 3 runs have been at Rose Hill. So it's a bit of a bogey track, but he draws out wide. I think he'll get back. Hopefully he gets clean air. And under those circumstances, he'll be pretty competitive.
Morfordville is the venue. The course proper is the venue for Adelaide racing on Saturday. But the rail is out a long way. And as a result of that, Carl, your value bet at a juicy $21 is going to need 4 more scratchings. There's already been 1, yeah. But you need 4 more.
Yeah, that's probably a value bet in itself, isn't it? Just getting a run. But if it does get a run, Cash is Coming is certainly going to know, the opposition are going to know that Cash is Coming is in the race, because last start it was 3 back on the fence, buried away, and conceded heaps of ground to get out of a pocket before flashing home for 5th. It was a fantastic effort. Draws the car park here, but has the capability of sitting wide and finishing home over the top against this moderate opposition. Just got to hope it gets a run. And Belf's Choice in the final event. He's just flying. He's won 4 in a row. This is his final lead-up run over the mile before he contests the Balaclava Cup on September 13 or 17. It's a midweek meeting. And he's just really flying. He stays in benchmark 82 grade. The only danger, I think, the dangers are Black Sheep and Battle Brewing, who were down in the weight slightly, particularly Battle Brewing after the 3-kilo claim. But, gee, you can't fault his form, and he's been impeccably placed.
In Brisbane, Joel, Doomben, poor old Doomben, finally gets a rest. Not a long one, because we're back to Doomben next Saturday, but we do head out to the Gold Coast this Saturday, and it hasn't put anyone off, because big fields throughout.
Yep, big fields. Highlight of the day is a three-year-old race seven. Some nice types in it, and I've made my best bet in that race. Italia Bella is the filly I speak of. She's well-bred, Fastnet Rock out of Pear Tart. All three runs in her first prep were good. They were all in black type company, fifth on debut, and then a couple of placings. I think in time she'll be a blinkers horse. She just sort of has come off the bit a couple of times, but she does keep chasing. 1100 is a bit short, but I think she's got plenty of class. Stewie Kendrick has thrown in cheeky nomination for the 1000 guinea, so I think she's going to be really hard to beat. Obviously, Shogun Sun will be hard to beat. 12 minutes after this race is run, 12 minutes after Addictive Nature goes round. So if he goes round and wins the Ming Dynasty, well, Shogun Sun is certainly going to be very hard to beat. But I'm keen on Italia Bella, so we'll make her my best. And my value is in the last race, 9, number 5, Snapper. Did a good job last start at good odds, chasing home the in-form Meet and Greet, who goes to Sydney on Saturday. And this is a little bit easier. And if he can hold that form, he can be a bit in and out. That's the key. But he is really good on his home track on the Gold Coast. So Snapper at around $758. He's my value.
Over in the West, we're at Belmont again. We do have a black type race. Race 5, Idyllic Prince Stakes. It's a 1,300 metre weight for age race. It is not the most inspiring field that has ever been assembled for a listed race. There are seven in it, and Greg Hooper's selection is number one, Battle Hero. Lumped a big weight, resuming, obviously, not from a full spell, but from a let-up in the Newmarket. And for that reason, having lumped a big weight in the handicap is very well suited. They've all got 59. They're all older males here. And Greg expects Noski, Jared Noski, to park right on the speed and win this race. Greg's best, race 6, number 6, Diablerie. And his value bet, race 4, number 9, Fine Scent. Earlier in the day, across the Tasman, we have heavy 11s at Ellerslie and Pukekura.
Certainly do. It'll take them a while to run the Pakuranga Hunt Cup over the 4,900 metres. The steeplechase, a feature of the day there at Ellerslie as we build in towards the Great Northern. That race sees my value bet go around. The Oyster Man, he's an honest chaser. He's only won the one race, which was the Manawa 2 Steeples three starts ago. But he's a really consistent chaser. He jumps well, and he'll give you a sight whilst Amanude Lad and Wise Men Say will be the favourites. He'll give you a good sight each way. The Oyster Man, my best bet, comes up in the last. Race 9, number 5, the Kipling Girl, has been to Ellerslie once and was placed there on debut. Her recent form's really good. She loves heavy tracks. 1,600 metres ideal. I think she'll be very hard to beat in a race with not too many winning chances. Pukekura, my best, is Hello M'lady. Stick with her. She won easily last start as a short price favourite. She was in two races. They've gone to the open handicap, which should mean we'll get a better price, but I think she can win again, make it three in a row. And my value is Smoochie, race 1, number 12. Hasn't been too far away the last couple. This race is an open sort of affair. She's going to be double figures, I think. Needs to improve a little bit, but as I said, she hasn't been too far away the last couple. She might be worth an each-way play on a tricky card.
Okay, well, that takes us out for a big Saturday around Australasia. Needless to say, your winning post also carries form for Friday and Sunday meetings, as well as fields for the New South Wales Mondays. And that leaves us only to remind you to pick up that winning post if you haven't already. Still only $5. As I mentioned, form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. We've got some good interviews again this week. We've got Richo has an in-depth interview with Sandy McGregor, the jumps racing chair, who's got a few very salient points to make about the preparation of tracks and so forth, as well as the future of jumps racing. And Richo also catches up with Brendan Fenwick, who you might remember won the Liston on sports about 15 years ago, and currently just very much enjoying life as a family man. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. Well, Let's see. You've really tried to put the slows on Duke of Brunswick for me.
I've actually got it in for second, to be brutally honest. In my mind, I just think the weight is fantastic, but I just would love him in the shorter trip. So don't get me to talk you out of it.
All right, well, you haven't talked me out of it. I am going with race 8, number 4, Duke of Brunswick. Joel?
I'll go in the Premier's Cup at Rose Hill, race 5, number 2, Classic Uniform.
And I'll go Dolph's Choice, race 8, number 2 at Morpheville.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.